The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast.
Dr. Taz. Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show. Today, we are joined by Naomi Whittle, author of the New York Times bestseller, Glow 15. Naomi is a wellness explorer, a mother, a wife, and a CEO, and she is insatiably curious about the healing power of the Earth's most precious ingredients. She's the CEO of Twin Lab Consolidated Holdings and is widely recognized as the one to watch in the wellness from within space. She was named by Prevention Magazine as the nation's leading female innovator in the natural products industry. Welcome to the show, Naomi.
Thank you so much, Dr. Taz.
Well, we are thrilled to have you here. And congratulations, by the way. Your book did make the New York Times bestseller. I know what an honor that is. So congratulations on that. Every episode of this show, I am really trying hard to help people write their own personal prescription for power. We call it Power RX, helping them find the tools they need to really be fully themselves. I'm really curious. We're going to talk about your book and talk about a couple different things. But how did you enter this space and what led you, you know, down this health journey and even to write this book?
I entered the space, Dr. Taz, because of my own personal health issues. And I think a lot of people enter the health and wellness space for those reasons. I've suffered from autoimmune disorders my entire life. And when I was a child, a teenager into my early 20s, I suffered from very embarrassing, very uncomfortable eczema that would cover my body, and my skin would often bleed and pus, and that was just a small expression of the inflammation that was deep within my body and my organs and my cells. And so it's ironic because I was born in Switzerland on a biodynamic farm, so like the healthiest of health. And yet I was suffering, you know, like so many others, from autoimmune disorders. And so in my 20s, I went through a variety of different modalities to try to reduce the inflammation, to hide the look that my skin had, and to really get away from the impact of my eczema. And I couldn't get rid of it no matter what I tried. And it wasn't until I was in my early 20s that I went to a Chinese acupuncturist who actually prescribed me these little black herbal pellets, which is Chinese medicine, along with acupuncture. And after about a year and a half of taking these herbal pellets along with the acupuncture and doing a variety of other things, I was actually able to reduce about 95% of the inflammation. And if I fast forward from there, getting ready to have a child, going to my integrative medical doctor, Dr. Erickson, and getting all the tests under the sun, and coming back to him, and he told me that I had no business getting pregnant because I had heavy metal toxicity within my body at a very high level. And he ended up tracing it back to those little Chinese herbs.
Oh my goodness.
So much, but it actually poisoned my body, if you can believe it.
Huh. You know, we hear about this, you know, that's so frustrating. I study Chinese medicine and I'm a huge believer in their herbs, but that is a concern that comes up over and over again, is the heavy metal contamination and some of the preparations there. What was that span of time between you taking the herbs for eczema and then finding out that they were the block to your infertility?
It was a period of about 8 years. So I wasn't able to detoxify the heavy metals. And that's interesting, yeah, because these Chinese herbs are so powerful, and yet, like you said, you have to be very aware. So that put me on a path as a consumer for, you know, like you were talking about Power RX, and I love that term, because I really needed to empower my own health and understanding where things came from, what that meant. Learning about supply chain is the commitment I made to myself, which led me into the industry years later to build nutritional supplements based on some of the most powerful ingredients from the earth, based on science and incredible clinical research, but always knowing the purity and the potency and where they come from. So I travel all over the globe sourcing really, really interesting, life-changing products.
Fascinating. And I am curious about one thing that you mentioned, because we think so much that so much of the autoimmunity that I see today or that I hear about in patients today is really from the American food supply, the American toxic load. But you were in Switzerland on a biodynamic farm. Any sense of what triggered your inflammation? And for those of you listening, eczema for most of us is another disorder of inflammation. It's a sign of gut dysfunction, typically. It's a sign of the body reacting against itself. We don't just think of it in the integrative world as just a skin disorder. So I'm curious, what was your, where do you think the inflammation was coming from for you?
So through the work that I've done with, incredible medical professionals and researchers, what I've been told is I was born by cesarean. So immediately I had a disadvantage for my immune system being born that way. And I think, you know, I don't know if it's 40% of us here in the U.S. Are born through cesarean. So that was number one. Number two, I had a complete blood transfusion when I was born, and that also hit my immune system. And so I already was at a disadvantage when I was born. And then the other piece is what I inherited and my genetics. And so we believe that those areas are what contributed. And I'm very lucky that I was living such a healthy lifestyle from such a young age that I had that as an advantage, but it couldn't really overcompensate for the disadvantages that I had. And so that's where it all sort of began for me. And it's not the only autoimmune disorder that I have. I have, you know, my mast cells are constantly dysregulated, and I struggle with that today, and a variety of others, endometriosis. And so it's been a constant battle, but for me at this stage in my life, I eat, and this is what brought me to my book, Glow 15, I've always worked to reduce the inflammation, which while I was in Calabria, Italy, I've been... I was sourcing this incredible flavanol polyphenol called citrus bergamot, and I was over there with the researchers. And for me, I've been fasting for 25 years, using that as a tool to reduce inflammation, only eating certain anti-inflammatory foods, and using a lot of different modalities. But while I was in Calabria, Italy, the lead researcher on the citrus bergamot fruit that helps to reduce cholesterol, the bad cholesterols, and improve the HDL. It's an incredible antioxidant flavanol polyphenol. She started talking about something called autophagy. Mm-hmm. And autophagy in Greek, you may know what it means, auto, self, and phagy, to eat. So it's like the cellular self-eating that goes on in all of our bodies. And due to toxic load, like you were speaking about with our lifestyles, it's often suppressed at a much greater level than it should be suppressed. And so she was doing research around autophagy and toxic load and, fast foods and the impact. And so she explained it to me, and it blew my mind. And I said, oh, this is what I've been trying to do all these years. I just didn't know what it was. So it's a cellular cleanse. It's like a little Pac-Man that goes into our cells and eats up the parts of the organelles that don't, that aren't functioning properly. So our cells literally become younger and healthier. And I, you know, as a mother of four, a busy CEO and founder, I was experiencing the impact of accelerated aging. And my energy had declined. There were so many impacts on me. So once I learned about autophagy, came back to the U.S., found all the global top researchers, and worked with them to create a program around activating the youth in our cells, from exercise to food to sleep, circadian rhythms. I mean, all the simple ways to just activate it in our own body. And that's what, you know, really brought about Glow 15.
So interesting. So autophagy, guys, is not a word I've seen, to be quite honest, since medical school. But for everybody out there listening, it is that process. It's a cellular process. If you think of your body as having billions and billions of cells, and within every cell is there's essentially a factory with switches going on and off depending on what the chemistry or the environment is within that cell. And autophagy is a self-protective mechanism. It's a mechanism which is so fascinating about the human body, but it's a mechanism by which we protect ourselves. As Naomi was saying, eat up the bad guys, essentially, and preserve the good guys. But we can't do it when we're overburdened, overstressed, have high toxicity, or so many other factors. So in researching autophagy and aiming your treatment there rather than maybe just on the concept of inflammation, what was different? Can you sort through those two words for the audience? Because many of us are dialed into inflammation. We're not dialed into autophagy. You know, is there a different approach when you're dealing with each, or what are the key differences between the two?
So the key difference is, if you were to look at, let's say, like a clock, and each of the numbers are a different contributor to aging. So inflammation, telomere shortening, you know, all of the factors that age us, and we look at aging as actually a disease, then the activation of autophagy is at that foundational level. So our bodies have to activate and deactivate. It goes back and forth. It's not always switched on. You don't want to always switch on, but it's foundational when we're thinking about the process of aging and cellular health. So in 2016, while I was just finishing writing the book, it took 3 years to write it. In 2016, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was won. A Japanese biologist won it for understanding the mechanisms of action around autophagy because of the implications that it can have on cancer and many degenerative diseases. So it's going to be something that everyone will hear about. I just got lucky and chanced upon it, you know, in my travels and my discoveries. And so that's why I became so passionate about really figuring out what are the simple ways that we can activate it on a daily basis. And it's as simple as, in my book, Glow 15, I have a quiz that helps us figure out what our chronotype is as a sleeper. So, like, and there are different bird types. So I'm a lark. There are night owls. There are super larks. But I'm a lark, so I wake up early in the morning. And understanding that, yet you are a lark too.
I'm a lark.
So we understand each of our cells has a little clock inside of it, and we have our own biological rhythm. So just knowing that you wake up early in the morning, you want to expose yourself to more light later in the day. There are certain techniques so that you can get into your right sleep cycles, and that activates your autophagy.
Fascinating. So, you know, once we master this concept, what can we do? What is within our control? And I'm guessing that's where Glow 15 comes into the picture here. But what are our tools? What is tangible to us that we can take control of this and really try to understand what this means for each of us individually and how to protect and preserve this moving forward?
I love that, Dr. Taz. My passion and my dream is for people to understand it. Like, we don't have to just be surviving. Just by using the power that we have inside of our own body, we can actually thrive. And it's incredible the amount of energy that we can incorporate, and it's just really, really exciting. So simple tactics that we can use are what Glow 15 is all about. It's a 15-day jumpstart program. It's based on a clinical study that I did at Jacksonville University that was an 8-week study, and the researchers called me after 2 weeks, and they said every single participant has achieved results beginning in these first 2 weeks. So weight loss, reduction in fine lines and wrinkles, getting off medication, having more energy, just the gamut is very large, increasingly muscle mass, reducing body fat. improving all of the different biomarkers around health, all just by using these tools. So in Glow 15, I have the foods that you can eat. I have 11 principles, and the principles are simple, like timing matters. So fat first and carbohydrates last. So you start your day with fat. I love fat most, and then carbohydrates and healthy carbs that have a lot of fiber, and I explain that too. I have another one called IFPC, which is intermittent fasting, and protein cycling, where you go high and low days. So every other day is a low day, and on a low day, you'll intermittent fast and you'll protein cycle, and I teach all about that. So there's so many different principles in there.
And do you include some of this, you know, when you're talking about supplements and products to take and things like that, and how you've traveled the world trying to find the best source products, is some of that information in there as well? And what are some of the things that you sort of, if you could say there are three things that you really find, just, you know, regardless of types and individualities and things like that, three things that people really should be taking and this is where it should come from, what would your advice be for that?
So I do. I have four what I call power phenols. So these nutrients are antioxidants. They're polyphenols, so they help to protect our bodies from that toxic load, environmental effect. But what they also do, and they've been clinically proven to do so, is repair our cells, repair our body by activating the autophagy. So there's EGCG that comes from green tea. So drinking green tea, I have a special tea that's either do-it-yourself or we've just launched it. It took forever to try to make it correctly, but it's a specialty called autophagy, as I mentioned. So it uses green tea. So the EGCGs from green tea are phenomenal power phenols. The tea is also made with whole citrus bergamot. So the tea that comes from Calabria, Italy, that Dr. Janda has been drinking for quite some time as her like secret sauce.
So
you can get whole citrus bergamot, natural citrus bergamot in Earl Grey tea. So if you combine those two tea bags, along with some cinnamon, and then I like to use Ceylon cinnamon, and I like to incorporate a stick into the tea. And then I really love to add coconut oil, like a teaspoon, and you can build up to a tablespoon, or MCT oils. That's great as well. So powerful at activating the autophagy. Also help our bodies to use ketones. So that is a great tool. Another power phenol, so the EGCGs from green tea, the citrus bergamot is great as a power phenol. Resveratrol coming from
so many people
the red wine
talk
grape.
About that.
And they and a lot of people probably use it. So that's a great power phenol. I think turmeric is an incredible power phenol. You can cook with it, use it in your food, and then also take it as a supplement. So those are my top strategies for incorporating autophagy activators from a nutritional point of view.
Fantastic. And I know some of the other biomarkers of sleep and exercise and hydration also play into this concept of autophagy. There's probably so much great information in Glow 15. I can't wait to get my own personal copy of it. What else can a reader expect to find in this book as they're sort of thumbing through it?
Oh my goodness. We have a whole chapter on skin, because I believe in outside meeting inside. And what we see on the outside is a reflection of our inner health and inner beauty. And so I have the best ingredients topically, and lots of do-it-yourself recipes and what kind of products to look for. You know, the quiz, the whole sleep chapter that's been designed by Michael Bruce, America's sleep doctor.
Yes.
I've got brilliant researchers that wrote this book alongside me, and I'm so excited. You know, anyone that reads it, there's just a ton of tools to help us thrive.
I love it. So the book is Glow 15, a science-based plan to lose weight, revitalize your skin, and invigorate your life. The word to remember today is autophagy. You've heard inflammation, but this is a newer one. This is autophagy, how to turn on your self-protecting mechanisms so you can reverse aging and thrive, be the best version of yourself. And there really is no other prescription for power. Naomi, thank you so much for joining me today. I am sure my listeners are going to want to get the book and connect with you. What is the best way for them to do that?
Oh, great. They can go to glow15book.com. They can go to my website, Naomi Whittle, NaomiWhittel.com. Either one of those. I'm on Facebook, on all the different social platforms. I have all sorts of exciting things going in some closed Facebook communities, so I would love to answer any questions that your listeners may have.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for joining us. And for everybody else out there, write your own personal prescription for power. Think about polyphenols. Think about antioxidants. And think about autophagy is how I say it. A-U-T-O-P-H-A-G-Y. Thanks again. Thanks for joining us.